أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأقسموا بالله جهد أيمانهم لئن جاءتهم آية ليؤمنن بها قل إنما الآيات عند الله وما يشعركم أنها إذا جاءت لا يؤمنون ونقلب أفئدتهم وأبصارهم كما لم يؤمنوا به أول مرة ونذرهم في طغيانهم يعمهون صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 110 and 111 of Surah Al-An'am. These are the last two verses of the seventh juz of the Quran Sharif. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala responds and Allah Ta'ala speaks about the Quraysh of Makkah once again, that they approach Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they said to him that you speak about Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu was salam that had this inconceivable miracle that he would strike his rod on a rock and 12 different springs will gush out. And then you speak about Isa alayhi salatu was salam that he would stand and say to the deceased in the grave, Qum bi idhnillah, stand up by the command of Allah Ta'ala. What about you bringing some miracle? And again, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had brought so many miracles to them that they didn't accept. So Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam asked them, what is the miracle that you now require? So their demand was that Mount Safa must turn into gold. Some of the Sahaba, they also felt that if this happens, then these people will accept Iman and Islam because it is their demand. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sends Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam, and Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam informs Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the verse that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reveals, وَأَقْسَمُوا بِاللَّهِ جَهْدَ أَيْمَانِهِمْ, and they take solemn pledges, very strong qasams, very strong oaths, لَإِن جَاءَتْهُمْ آيَةٌ, that if one single ayah, one single sign, miracle from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes to them, لَيُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهَا, they will certainly bring iman in it. And that will be the cause of them then bringing iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's response, قُلْ إِنَّمَا الْآيَاتُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. First, O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say to them that the signs, the miracles are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are in the hands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Don't mix up these facts. You are the Nabi of Allah ta'ala. So tell them that signs are all in the hands of Allah. Previous verses also they would tell Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bring the adab. The adab also is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا يُشْعِرُكُمْ, and what you think, أَنَّهَا إِذَا جَاءَتْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ, what will make you understand that when these verses come, when these signs come, these miracles come, لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ, they will still not bring iman in Allah تبارك وتعالى. Now the rule of Allah Ta'ala has always been that when there was a demand of a miracle from the people and the demand was met by Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala sent that miracle, then the people did not believe, then there was destruction from the side of Allah. Allah's punishment had befallen those people. So Allah Ta'ala withholding this miracle in actual fact was a very great rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they would still not bring iman in the knowledge of Allah. That would necessitate then the wisdom of Allah that they be destroyed. So rather they do not have the miracle and they still survive. And hence Allah Ta'ala says, وَنُقَلِّبُ أَفْئِدَتَهُمْ وَأَبْصَارَهُمْ, we have overturned, we have turned upside down, أَفْئِدَتَهُمْ, their hearts, from now understanding the truth. that there were so many miracles that had come. The greatest of all miracles, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's existence in the midst. And then after 40 years, he begins to recite, Iqra' bismi rabbikal ladhi khalaq, and all the other ayat and verses of the Quran. Was that not sufficient for them? These people have become obstinate, they have become stubborn, they have become arrogant, and hence, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, because of that, Allah ta'ala overturned their hearts. It's like saying that the bucket has been turned upside down and the tap is left wide open. How is that bucket going to be filled with water? Wa abasarahum, and their eyes have also, we have turned it upside down, we have overturned it, that now they cannot even see the truth. That even if they see this whole of Mount Safa turn into gold, yet they will not bring iman in Allah Ta'ala. If the whole of Makkah had to turn into gold, they would still not bring iman in Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. كَمَا لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهِ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةً. Like how they had never brought iman in the first instance. In the first instance, there were so many signs, yet they did not bring iman. One or two extra miracles is not going to make a difference to their hearts, is not going to make a difference to their eyes. They are still going to remain obstinate, stubborn, and not bring iman in Allah Ta'ala. وَنَذَرُهُمْ فِي طُغْيَانِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ. And the consequences, the result of all of that was that we had left them in their haughtiness, يَعْمَهُونَ, wandering in astrayness. In other words, that will be their lot, and they will continue except those whom Allah Ta'ala had given guidance thereafter, like those that accepted iman in the 8th year of the Hijrah, when our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had come to Makkah as a conqueror. Then many of them accepted iman, many of them had died in the battle of Badr, and before that also they were not be able to accept iman, because they turned their hearts away from Allah, and when they turned their hearts away from Allah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had kept those hearts overturned. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.